You're listening to the Interactive Distractions Podcast, Episode 0.
It's time for me to walk.
Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions.
Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome. My name is Christopher Riccio and I'm here with Jason A. Stryker.
Hello.
And Jeff Chorney.
How's it going?
Who's back with us after being after his adventure to the PS Nation podcast last week? How'd that go, man?
Yay! It was fun.
Yeah.
It was different. It was pretty cool. It went pretty smoothly. And Glenn's a cool guy, so it was constantly like laughing jokes back and forth. It's good times. Got to rip apart a certain voicemail. If you guys haven't listened to it, some 360 fanboy guy called in and made an ass of himself. So that was fun.
Pretty much, yeah. So did you get the job or what?
I haven't told you guys yet, but I'm leaving.
So this would be episode number 46 of the Interactive Distractions Podcast.
Or said that already.
Episode number 1 of the In This Nation Podcast.
Or if you're taking the subliminal reality into mind, we have the full 360 Nation podcast on here as well.
That's right.
That's right.
360 Nation plus
Glenn's going to start crying.
We're just going to take this moment to announce that Indus and PS Nation are no more. It's only 360 Nation.
That's right.
That's right. First episode starting now.
Just don't tell Sony.
My name is Christopher Riccio, and I'm here with Jason A. Stryker.
Hello.
And Jeff Chorney.
Word up.
And today is the day we talk about Street Fighter.
Finally, Jesus Christ! I've waited for like a week.
but we're gonna save that until later. We're gonna save that until later.
What?
Yeah, we gotta wait until after the break. So let's get this stuff out of the way quick so we can talk about Street Fighter. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Jason.
Yes, I'm doing good. I've been playing Street Fighter 4. Let's go,
Jeff. How you doing?
I'm good. Playing a lot of Street Fighter 4 and have the next 2 days off from work. So good stuff.
Nice.
Yay.
So he's going to be playing more Street Fighter 4.
Oh, likely. And some other game, too, that I picked up today. But I'll get into that later.
Okay.
Prinny?
Hi, my name is Chris, and I've been playing a lot of Street Fighter 4.
Hi, Chris.
And you don't have a problem.
And I don't have a problem.
Do we?
So we're going to get right into it. Jason?
Street Fighter 4.
What else?
No, that's it. I got Prinny, but I played it for about 5 minutes. On the shitter. And that's all I had time for. I apparently only pooped once in the last week.
When, you say you're not supposed to drink right after you wake up, but I saw some of Jason's booze he left from the other night. Well, I mean, it's frowned upon here in the U.S. I don't know how they do it in Canada.
I don't know where you live,
ornate,
dude.
Maybe.
I don't know. What are you talking about? I there's nothing wrong with drinking after you wake up.
Well, Jason,
if it's 8 in the morning, then yeah, maybe.
No, fuck that. Right. Coffee and Bailey's, baby.
Nice. There you go. Well, Jason left his booze, so I figured why use my money and use his. So thanks, Jason.
I'm sure he'll appreciate that.
Well, it's great. It's this Sweet Carolina sweet tea vodka.
Really, that stuff is pretty good too.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. It was better. Hey.
But, what did you make us that day?
It was coconut rum, Captain Morgan's coconut rum, and I just mixed orange juice and smooth Sunny Delight.
Oh, Jesus.
I just opened up the fridge and I was like, okay, we got grape, we got purple stuff, we got all this. Oh, look, Sunny Delight. Let's mix that with our booze.
Ooh, Sunny D.
Pickle juice.
Okay, the other night, Megan and I are it's Monday night and it's about 1 o'clock. And Megan and I are sleeping, and all of a sudden we hear boom, 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 boom. I'm like, what the hell is that? Boom, 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 boom. Is that Bella in her crate, like scratching herself with her hind leg, banging the bottom of the crate? And Megan shoots up. She's like, that's the front door. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. We live in the fucking suburbs.
Oh my God.
Like,
yeah.
This is not right. So the first thing in my mind is, this is a fucking home invasion. Like, we need to like protect ourselves. So Megan's about to call the cops, and I have a bat under the bed just in case this stuff happens. Mm-hmm. And I have one of those college chrome bats, so I pick it up. Nice. And I'm running out there, and there and I'm like, I don't see anything, but something was knocking on our door.
Yeah.
And so Megan was freaked out, and we went to bed. I was like, look, let's set the alarm, we're gonna be all right. And I was going to bed, and I couldn't go to sleep, and then I realized what the fuck it was.
What?
It was Jeff's boner beating on the door. Because God of War just came out, so like it was just beating around everywhere.
Nice.
I figured that's what it was.
I can't believe Torgo ate that double down thing.
That is fucking
hey, well, no,
gross.
I can believe it, but I can't believe it. It's like, my God.
Have you seen that sandwich?
Yeah, someone sent me a picture of it on Twitter. I'm like, that thing is just wrong.
Chris, have you seen that?
He's not there.
He's not there? Okay.
What is it? It's two pieces of chicken, deep fried chicken, with bacon in the middle or something, and is there cheese on it too?
Something like that. It's just the bread is two pieces of chicken, and that's enough.
So wrong.
That is just like, you gotta, why would you eat that?
Why would you eat
something like that? That's my thought. And life is over if you eat that. Seriously.
Seriously.
You have no, it's done.
The second you eat that voluntarily,
you give up.
Yeah,
you're never gonna get married. You're never gonna fucking. You're never gonna beat Demon Souls. You're done. Just quit. Put down everything and just lay down until you die. Because that's what happens if you eat the fucking double stack, fucking chicken meat burger. Oh my God, that is the grossest thing ever.
I'm Commander Shepard, and this is my favorite podcast on the internet.
And we are loosening the lips. Loosening the lips. Lips
loosen,
are loosened.
Loosen.
Loosen the lips.
Loosen.
Loosen the lips.
What's that voice thing you did before?
The how now brown cow?
Yeah, how now brown cow.
How now brown cow. How now brown cow. Loosen the lips. How now brown cow. Wow, wow, why? Yeah. Okay.
God.
Podcasting with a bunch of weirdos. All right.
The arsonist has oddly shaped feet. Oddly shaped feet.
Speaking of Travis.
Hey. What's up, buddy? How you doing, man?
How was your trip to Canada?
I think I'm jet lagged and I didn't even change time zones. I'm tired as shit, man. Like I just have not been able to catch up on sleep.
Still trying to recoup from all the partying?
I was telling you guys before we recorded, that was probably, not even probably, without a doubt, the most unhealthiest week I've had in about 5 years.
It was the same on our show, bro.
Man, it was
really because that wasn't even close. Oh man, Florida was the worst by far for me.
See, not
double
for me.
Down
to me. It was yeah. More. See, I watched
and
when
a lot
I
of
ate.
Pizza double down and just like
I watched when I ate at ED Palooza pretty well, but in Canada, man, it was horrible. It was nothing but fried food. The portions were smaller, but I was still eating too much. Like, I don't know what the deal was. Like, I couldn't stop eating. Like,
did everything taste so good that you just couldn't stop?
I would finish it's the air. It's the air. The mist off of Lake Ontario. It kind of like cleanses the palate.
Yeah, that's called smog.
It's called smog. But no, it was awesome, man. It was a great time. I love it there. Like, I got bit by the Toronto bug. It is amazing there.
Big old moose bite right on your
big
ass.
Big old moose bite.
Go back in January, see how you feel.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
No, it was really cool. We promised the girls at first like we wouldn't play any Street Fighter, and what do we do?
Good luck for that.
What do we do night one, Jeff? We put
Let's
in
play Street,
Street
Fighter.
Fighter. So like Megan and I were crashing in a living room, so like when she fell asleep, we were in playing Street Fighter and everything. We kept on waking her up and whatnot and everything. And good Lord, the funniest story. We promised her after that, okay, no more Street Fighter.
This is the best shit ever.
We promised her, no more Street Fighter. So, like day two or three, we end up going to this place called, was it Palladium?
The Palladium.
Palladium, yeah.
It used to be called Sega City, and they changed it.
Yeah, well, it's pretty much, if anyone's familiar with this type of place, it's like your Dave and Buster's or Jillian's.
Okay, yeah.
So we go in there, and I'm following Jeff, and Jeff makes a beeline to a makeshift Street Fighter cabinet. And we get in there, and the girls are kind of tagging along, Megan and Tanya right behind them, and we stop there, and Megan goes, come on!
Yeah, rant for another session, though. But
yeah, I think so.
What were we on? PS3.
PlayStation PS3. You were talking about Eye of Judgment.
Yeah, I'm done with that. Alright, 360. Virtua Fighter 5 online. It's awesome.
Have you played that online?
No.
So you no played time. Virtual Fighter 5.
I think online's in the title. I'm required to say that or something.
And his buzzer is awesome.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jeff. This is going swimmingly. I quit the podcast already.
Well, it was short-lived. We hope you guys enjoyed it.
Thanks for coming.
Have a great night. This has something similar, but they're purple coins. And you go back to the stages, to the galaxies that you've already been to, and they have the level specifically designed for these purple coins. And it's kind of cool, but, I mean, they have a few stages on there that are just ridiculously frustrating. And,
What kind of frustrating? Are we looking at, like, designer flaws, or, like, game design flaws, or, like, basically good design but frustrating basically because they actually made it really hard for you to get to where you need to get to?
Did they make it harder, or do you just suck, basically?
That's basically what I'm saying.
It's probably a mixture of both.
Anyway, PS2, I've been playing more Phantasy Star Collection. I beat 3 using Sean. So that's 1 out of 4 that I've gotten.
Where do you play your handhelds mostly? Do you play them when you're at home?
What's that?
Where do you play your handhelds mostly when you're at home?
My handhelds? Well, this isn't a handheld.
Oh, that's right. So I'm a fucking idiot. Is it PS2?
Right. This is the PS2, the Japanese collection.
But to answer your question, it's usually in the bathroom at work.
No, that's just my Game Boy Advance. I don't talk about that on the show.
I think I went in there.
I'll
and
get my
like,
backlog did I hear done Zelda faster if I do that.
I wasn't sure.
What?
Pun totally intended.
I had the sound off. What are you talking about?
I'll walk in and I'll walk up to the urinal, but I can see under the. I can see your shoes. You're the only one that wears those shoes, so I know whenever Chris is in there, he's playing his SP.
That's funny.
Yeah, right now I'm playing Castlevania Harmony of Dissonance.
Nice. That's what that was. Okay.
I turn the music all the way off, so I don't even want to hear it.
Trying to trim down your backlog, so to speak.
Yeah, pretty much, man. It's like I have all these Game Boy Advance games that I haven't played, and you know, I'm such a Castlevania fanboy as it is that I wanted to try and get through some of them. So now I get them in little 10, 15-minute chunks.
Toilet humor went right over your head.
What?
That was 2 in a row that went right over your head, Chris.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm a little out of it today. I'm not paying attention. I'm sorry.
What? No, I don't play games while pooping.
Backlog and toilet humor.
Down. No. No poop here.
Oh shit.
I gave Callan a task because he beat Metal Gear Solid. I'm very proud of him. Good job.
Nice.
But next week he's going to be playing through some Mass Effect.
Nice.
Yes.
Good stuff.
So, and then I know there's a sex scene in there, but this is kind of the equivalent of, you know, your dad leaving like a Playboy.
I'm pretty sure it's not going to be as bad as what you saw in Wanted.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think you're safe for now.
Yeah.
Unless you watch Fox News. Because then they'll say, oh my god, it's a porno! Porn. It's the worst thing ever.
Child pornography. They're doing animals. There's goats everywhere. It's so wrong.
It's bestiality. Oh man. Never mind.
Anyway. Makes love to a vacuum cleaner.
You know it had to
see
hurt.
See that at home.
We're experts. Don't try this at home. Okay.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Leaves funny marks. What?
moving on.
I don't want to sound like a noob, but I totally
am.
I realized I don't really, the game by itself, me playing it by myself, isn't as much fun as when you're playing with like more people. That might be like obvious, but I don't know.
Right.
I see a lot of people running around by themselves at high levels. I'm like, I don't know. I have more fun when I'm on there with my friends, but still a good game. I think my goal is to hit level 70. I don't care how long it's going to take to get there, but that's my goal.
Good luck.
Yeah, exactly.
I get to level 30.
Think so? Once I get my mount, I'm done.
Yeah. And that's a new thing, too. Yeah, before.
Yeah, level 30 mounts.
A couple
mounts,
weeks ago. You had to be level 40.
Level 40 to get mounts. Yeah.
So you came at a good time.
That's right.
I did.
They made everything easier just for you, Jeff.
Just for me. I was going to say, just getting on there, fuck, we got to dumb this shit down.
Got to watch out for the Canadians. Let's dumb the game down.
Exactly.
Are you going to get a moose mount?
The witch?
Are you going to get a moose mount? Yeah.
I hope so. I'm going to create one.
Is that what the Dark Knight? The Dark Knight.
Wow.
Is that what the Dark Elves are? Or the Blood Elves? I'm sorry.
Well, no, it's region-based. It depends on, you know, which server you're logged to and, you know, where your IP is from. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm probably going to get a moose.
Yeah. Moose?
Yeah. Or a beaver. A really big try beaver.
What was mine? What was the mount for the dwarves? Oh, no. I had a paladin. So paladins had the special horse. Yeah, they had the special steed.
Normally they have, like, rams or mountain goats.
Something
or
like that.
Whatever.
Mountain goats. There you go.
Sure. Fucking mountain goats. I'll never forgive them from Metal Gear Solid 3. Ever. Ever.
I got over that real quick in the demo. Like, I realized that the controls are going to be shit, and yes, it's a strike against it, and it's a hindrance, and it's kind of an annoyance, but I think there's enough strong points about that game to carry it through.
Yeah, I probably have to agree, even though I haven't picked it up yet, but whatever.
It's actually making me want to play it. Like over Street Fighter right now, if that's saying anything.
Wow, that's saying dude. A lot, if that's saying anything,
I'm like, shit, this is good.
That's like saying that's like Jason who busts out like, you know what? I'm gonna actually try filleting a man, if, meant, you know, instead of being married to a woman.
it's like, okay, it's not quite like that.
But, well, it's not quite the same.
Unless I enjoyed filleting the man, which I haven't yet. I mean. You know.
No, but, you know, considering anyway.
It's been shitty each time I do it. I mean,
this whole gag reflex thing, got to get over that.
Oh, you know, God.
It's like chalk, really.
Let's see. A lot more White Knight Chronicles. Playing online like mad. We had another successful White Knight on this past Tuesday. And Sony pretty much confirmed that we're going to be doing White Knights until June, because
DLC
for free. They nice. Are releasing
the fun. Sorry.
Fuck you! You're playing the linear game of the year. How about that?
I know.
They are releasing two online quests per week. Until June for free. So that really opens things up. There's already 50 quests on the disc. And then, you know, you throw in all the extra stuff that they're going to get, this way. That's, you know, that's a lot of stuff for free. So I'm pretty happy about that.
That is pretty cool.
That sounds like a good time.
Hey, it's from the sound of it, I'm having a lot more fun with White Knight than you guys are with Final Fantasy.
You probably are, to tell you the truth.
And fuck you haters, because you haven't even played it. Well, then let's talk to Travis first. Travis, what have you been playing this week?
Oh, man, I'm playing some awesome stuff. Stuff that I love. Stuff that I've been waiting for a long time. And when I play it, it delivers and it delivers and it does nothing but deliver. I'm joking. I'm playing Final Fantasy 13. And I really...
What else are we going to talk about, Travis?
Really not much else left except for the God of Wars.
God of War!
God of War!
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm just going to add my 2 cents because again, this is Jeff's baby and I'm going to let him talk about it. But, I was looking at the back of the box and it was like, the end is here and all this stuff. And it's like, you know, Kratos is fighting the gods, all this crazy crap, do this, do that. You know what? That back of the box should say one thing and one thing only. Boner. Is that all you've played?
Yeah, did I miss something?
Yeah,
well, you know, I'm getting a little aggravated because I had, you know, for that baby shower we all went to, I bought you fucking Imagine I'm a Daddy, and you haven't talked about it once, and I'm starting to get a little pissed off. I'm starting to feel like you don't like my gift.
Actually, I gave that to Cisco as a chew toy. He's really enjoying it, though. You should be happy about that.
I'm actually confused.
Now. No, he didn't, and we're just joking.
I was going to say, fine. Is there an actual game like that? I'm so
no. If there is, I don't know about it. So
imagine I'm a Canadian. Colon, what's that all about?
I don't even have to imagine that.
in all the Final Fantasy games in the past, they always still felt like Final Fantasy. And Final right. Fantasy 13 didn't really feel like Final Fantasy to me. It really didn't. So I can definitely understand
that. Scott's head's going to explode, like, right now.
No, he's done with this argument. He's done defending the game. He's had to do it for too long.
He's stubborn. His head's still about to explode. He might not say anything, but his head's going to explode.
I mean, he's got to stop talking about Final. He's got to talk about different things to make that fucking show better. Welcome to the good. Terrible.
Should we explain this, or should we just let it go? I mean,
why defend it? I mean, come on.
Oh, my God.
Well, yeah, is there anything else? Terrible trip.
Well, that's it for me, guys. We're going pretty long, and I just finished my distraction.
No, so that's all right. That's
who's next?
All right, let's do Jason next. Jason, what do you got, man?
Street Fighter! Okay, next.
Truth!
Super Street Fighter 4. Yeah, is motherfucking truth, still.
Yeah!
I'm picking up Guy.
Really?
Yeah, so yeah, I'm picking up Guy. You're right, doing pretty good with him so far, too.
Thank you. He's fun. That's about it, though. No, oh! Mod Nation Racers.
Mod Nation.
That's right.
Yeah.
Loading.
Racers!
You got loading in a PS3 game. We got bad online in a PS3 game.
Actually, I hear the online's not too bad.
It's not too bad.
Another little game I played, which is by no means good, or bad, but the laughter it will provide is pretty damn awesome, especially with dudes. You gotta go to the indie section and download Try Not to Fart.
Try Not to Fart?
Try Not to Fart.
Oh my God.
It's...
wait, okay, explain.
Please, okay. Explain.
I just downloaded the trial, of course. I'm not gonna pay $1 because you get as much enjoyment from the trial than you would buying the game. The first level you play is basically it's you picking up a girl at a bar, and it's all like South Park type like characters and stuff. You got the bartender going back and forth serving drinks, and you're sitting there talking to this blonde woman, and it's all voice acted. So it's like she's like, oh, so what do you do? He's like he's not getting too far. He's like, oh, I'm a geek, but I'm also a jock too. And she's like, yeah, I kind of go back and talk to my friends. And as they're having this conversation, you got to hold down buttons on the controller, like different buttons,
like Heavy Rain.
Yeah, it's exactly like Heavy Rain.
This is the Xbox version of Heavy Rain. You try not to fart by holding down buttons.
Same shit. And if you screw up, you'll fart, and then all of a sudden, both characters look at the screen like, "Oh my god!" And there's like a tolerance bar which slowly goes down. But it gets more complicated and more complicated as you go. And the thing is, when I first played this, the reason why it's so funny is because once I first heard the first one go and how like realistic it sounded like with the conversation, I lost it. So I could not get the right. So it just kept going. And the bartender's making comments like, dude, you might want to go drop one in the washroom. And he's like, it's actually pretty funny. He's like, you sound like you're going to drop a bomb right about now.
Okay.
Like, she
that.
Totally heard that.
On break. We're downloading that shit.
It's not that big. It'll take like a minute to download, but the shit.
Oh
like,
my god!
But you have to fuck up on purpose after a while. And just like, the chain reaction of it, and every fart gets worse and worse. And then it's like the girl's just like, "Yeah, it's pretty gross. I gotta go back in." Like, and it's like, "No, seriously though, I played football in high school."
We're playing that like, shit yeah. on break. Write it down. It's happening. Oh man,
that is crazy.
But you gotta at least check it out because for a good laugh, it's worth it. Just fucking do it. It's a fart joke.
Pixely and whatnot, but it's
yeah.
It's
Saturn
very cool.
Saturn wasn't known for its 3D.
No,
Saturn
wasn't definitely known for its not. 2D. Definitely not.
3D was an afterthought.
It definitely was. And speaking about afterthoughts, there's some celebrities who you guys definitely all know, but might not have seen in a while. William Shatner and Mr. T, bigging out World of Warcraft.
Yes. Have you seen these? Have you seen these commercials?
I just saw them today. Actually. They're pretty funny. The Shatner one, I can kind of... I don't know. You got to be a fan. I'm doing air quotes over the radio right now, but you got to be a fan of Shatner to really appreciate
it's a new thing
to do. Yeah, but the Mr. T one is
that was pretty good.
Hilarious.
So give a quick rundown of the Mr. T one or something like that, or either Shatner, just to give the audience an idea of what these actually are. Just so I can finish here, but basically this is both these celebrities, if you want to call them celebrities. I mean, Shatner is... one of the most famous Canadians there are, which up here in the Great
You had to throw that in, didn't
I'm
you?
Sorry.
Of course. I mean, Captain Kirk was Canadian. I mean, what else can I say?
We have the
same
birthday,
actually. A lot.
Picard was better. Oh, sorry.
Never. He didn't get laid half as much as Kirk.
Yeah, that's because Riker was taking all the chicks. Oh, wait, sorry.
I'm not a big Star Trek fan, so.
I'm displaying how much of a geek I am right now. So.
How does that work for you, Chris? Because you kind of look like Riker.
I could see how it'd be kind of cool in some ways, but in other ways, I mean, what if people just don't want to be your friend on Xbox Live? Or what if somebody has a certain person, like celebrity, that has, like, I know a buddy of mine actually has Dane Cook on his friends list, and he won't give his, of course, he's not going to go and randomly give his gamer tag out, but now that this is coming out, people will just be like, oh, I'm going to go find out who he is, and then he's going to get bombarded with a bunch of friends requests saying, oh, I love your shit, can I be your friend? And that's exactly the message I left him. But he rejected it. That's okay, he's not that funny anyway.
You can turn the feature off, though.
Yeah, you can turn it off, but what is gay is retarded, and just also, I don't mean to offend anyone out there who happened to be of the homosexual variety. When I say gay, it's just kind of like a bad thing. I say it a lot of weird ways.
I'm comfortable with my homosexuality.
Yes. That's fine. All right.
I don't mean to offend, but when I say gay, it's a bad thing. That helps a lot.
Yeah, I guess I kind of came
okay,
out
that,
wrong.
That email address is jeff@interactivedistractions.com.
Yeah. Well, didn't Konami, they dropped the support for Metal Gear Solid Online too, didn't they?
Did they?
A while back. I'm pretty sure they did for the Metal Gear Solid 3 Online.
I honestly don't even know.
I guess if the juice isn't worth the squeeze so much, then I guess they kind of have to do it. And I guess, yeah.
What the fuck did you just say?
The juice isn't worth the squeeze. They don't say that up there in the or down there in the U.S. of A.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Juice isn't
moving on.
I'm tired of playing video games. I'm gonna go shoot someone.
I'm gonna get some real loot. Go steal some gum from a convenience store.
You rebel.
Bunch of bags of chips.
Check it out, I got an atomic fireball.
What? Oh, yeah, I remember those things. Those are crazy.
Indeed.
And chances are if you go to a convenience store and eat all this garbage, you will probably have an interest in Wii Fit. Oh, transition.
Wow.
Yes.
It's not a transition if you say yes, transition at the end.
Oh, it counts. It counts.
It still counts. For us, it counts.
All right, fine. Fair enough.
So half circle forward. Shut the fuck up. It's my time.
Let him have just
and
this.
My goddamn show. And Jason, stop trying to steal a transition, damn it.
I'm trying to help you, man.
You know what else is cool. Awesome.
He like gave you an underhand pitch for the infamous one, and you just watched it go by.
I'm trying.
Really? I didn't even
notice
that.
Yeah, he said, well, you know, Japan's kind of infamous for that
infamous
kind of thing.
Infamous for that kind of thing.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
He put that shit on
dude,
a
dude, I dropped
you,
the ball.
Jeff, you just let it go by.
Fuck. Can we rewind time? That would have been money. No. Well.
Anyway, God of War Limited Edition.
Speaking of money, if you paid it in more money, you'll be God of War Limited Edition.
Yeah, we don't know the news stories that are coming up at all, really. This is a total surprise for us.
Sony sent out a survey. Oh, they didn't really send out a survey. They put it up on their site. Basically asking if God of War 3 were to have a limited edition, what would you like to have in it? And they have a bunch of things listed, and you can put a priority 1 through 10, like least important, most important.
Can I have a Kratos necklace? That would be so cool. Wait,
no
like
shit,
a
that
Kratos
was on there.
Patch. Oh my god, that would... Ooh.
Did you guys take the survey?
No.
I did take the survey, yes.
Okay,
what
did you
damn
say?
Right,
what,
I did.
What'd you say, Jeff?
War.
What would
I
you
actually,
want?
No word of a lie, I thought the next thing would actually be pretty cool. Not if it was Kratos necklace, but if it was like the insignia for God of War or something like
that's
that.
That's probably what
like
it
really
would be.
Abstract.
That's
what I think that'd be kind of cool.
What?
People be like, what the fuck is that?
Would you fucking wear something like that?
Probably not.
Out clubbing, when
wall,
you're trying to pick up chicks, do you want to bring your God of
God,
War
no. Dude,
or
I don't
fucking necklace?
Chicks,
I mean, shit.
I don't need to do that anymore, dude.
I know, but
I can just geek it
still,
out as much as
you know,
I want to.
98.7% of the people that play God of War are looking for chicks. Do they need a sort of like
best
put it,
fucking episode ever?
Let's put it this way: I'm like, if I don't wear the necklace, or if I do or didn't put it underneath my shirt or put it up on the wall, it's not going to get me any more chicks or least amount of chicks compared to if I got a Kratos figurine hanging on my fucking dresser.
I can deal with that.
So no, what's going to be better? Be Jason, you go to the bar and you have this God of War necklace on. People are like, hey, what symbol is that? That's kind of cool looking. You just make up some bullshit story that you went to fucking Africa.
And you would fucking tease that motherfucker relentlessly afterwards.
No,
see this guy at the fucking bar. You'd be like, oh, you're a God of War fan? You'd be talking to your buddies like,
first of all, if people recognize it as God of War, they're not going to fucking call you out on it. If anything, they'd be like, that's fucking cool. But if some chick's like, hey,
dude,
where's
if I'm
that
at
from?
A fucking bar
some
and some dude's
story.
Like wearing these fucking, like, you know, Chains of Olympus fucking necklaces and shit, if I see anyone there with like a fucking Timberwolf on their shirt or some shit like that,
okay,
the dude's not cool. Okay. All right, he's socially retarded.
Okay, Jason, I got a scenario for you. Right. I agree with you. Don't worry, I'm kind of playing devil's advocate here. But you go to a bar, let's say you're wearing this necklace, you talk to some girl, she asks you where you got that. You make up some bullshit. We're not talking about other nerds in the area who recognize that. Look at the guy's wearing a God of War necklace. What a homo. What a nerd. Like, no, it's like, we're talking like you're talking to a girl. She's like, what the hell is that? Has no idea what it is. You make up some bullshit story of you got it in some exotic place. That's cool. She ends up coming home with you.
She turns it around and says, made in China, made of sterling silver.
No. She comes home and opens up your door and sees a fucking Kratos figurine on your dresser. Which one do you think has the most chance of you getting turned down?
Obviously,
and getting
we're talking hypothetically because there would be no girl that would come up to you in the first place and say, "Wow, that's a really interesting necklace there."
Well, exactly. That you have. But you're only saying other dudes, though. You're saying if other dudes know what God of War is.
Oh, we would ridicule the hell out of them as well.
Oh, fuck yeah!
They're the same kind of guys that wear the oversized, you know, button-up shirts that have dragons all over them. You know?
Oh, God. With the pop collar? That's fucking ridiculous.
Like, wow, this shit looks cool.
Lego Rock Band. You know, like, you know, Lego Batman. Lego Indiana Jones.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I love
those. So now they're
going to
release
a separate disc,
which is going to be, like, more of a family-friendly Rock Band experience. It's going to have this band in there, like, Good Charlotte.
Is it going to have, like, Kidz Bop's tunes?
You know what? It's pretty Kidz Bops.
Where they take like popular top 40 tunes and they have
pretty much song
kids sing by Blur. And I always take that shit out of context, you know? It's like, you know, because it's singing about moderately mature subject matter, but it's like, you know, 5 and 6 year olds. It's like, this is crappy.
I'm not the only one that thinks that.
Oh. A little bit. But yeah, no release date, standalone disc, so you'll have to pick it up in stores. No word yet if it's going to be available for download or whatnot. So
not
what are you guys going to be doing? Well, what are you guys going to be playing Rock?
Well, I just hope that they have that one song. What's it called?
Who gives a shit? Way to go, Sam. That was possibly the worst who gives a shit we have ever done. Billy Joe of Green Day fame was on a radio show, and he kind of hinted that there's going to be more DLC coming or bigger plans. Are we going to see Rock Band Green Day? Maybe.
Wow.
Here's the question.
Maybe it should be called.
I don't
Rock
know.
Band.
If,
what?
If I'm sorry, go ahead. What you were saying?
I was just going to say it should be called Rock Band Green Day. Subtitle.
Gives a shit. Sorry, I did it way too soon.
Totally fucked that up.
I totally fucked that up. That is my fault, Jeff. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Jeff.
So let's try this again. It could be called Rock Band Green Day.
Subtitled.
Who gives a shit?
I'm really sorry. I didn't know that you were going to do the subtitle thing.
Oh, that's okay.
I thought it was just going to be Rock Band Who Gives a Shit. I'm my bad.
I'm going to pass the show off on to Jason right now, because he has a Dear X for us. And, Jason, who's your Dear X to?
Spike TV.
Nice.
Spike TV. As you guys are aware, they just had a video game awards show.
Was that awesome. What you call that?
Yeah.
I was wondering what that was.
I mean, in theory, that was the name, but anyway. This is my letter. Dear Mr. Spike TV, you're ugly. You're ugly and your mother dresses you funny. What? No effect? You're a poo-poo head. Better? No? I'm sorry. I thought we had a little game going on here. You insult me, I insult you back, but all on a grade school level. Wait, you weren't playing? Oh, shit, I'm sorry. See, I just thought for a minute that your VGA show was some crazy sketch comedy poking fun at what you perceive to be the lowest common fucking denominator in gamer culture. Drooling, prepubescent 13-year-old retards
that jerk off to the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue while thinking that fat guy jokes from a fat guy are the funniest fucking thing since lighting your farts on fire.
They got me.
I mean, if that's not the case, and you really were trying to award and give recognition to the gems of the video game industry, then I apologize. My bad. But if that truly is, was your intent, we've got to have a talk. I just get the feeling that maybe your heart wasn't in it, that the focus wasn't really on video games. Now, I'm not saying that you're not really passionate about video games. Maybe you sit on your couch at night, pony noobs in Halo, while stark naked, well, save for the Cheeto stains around your dick. Far be it for me to judge. But if someone were to tell me that they were going to hold an award ceremony to honor the creative, hardworking, and talented individuals that produced these enthralling pieces of entertainment, Samuel motherfucking Jackson does not have a place in my grand vision. I mean, sure, I'm often curious as to what the old guy's up to, what movies or TV shows he's currently sponsoring, I mean, acting in, and I'm certainly appreciative of the fact that the answer to all of my Samuel motherfucking Jackson inquiries were so helpfully shoved down my throat. Thanks for that. Really. You know, I'm probably being a little too idealistic. We're talking about an industry that embraces the virtual slaughtering of hookers as viable forms of entertainment. And it is. I mean, the bitch certainly wasn't worth the $20. She used her teeth and likely gave me herpes. A lot of fucking money back. But you can't really do that shit in the real world, can you? Right. But for an award show, let's be serious about it and at least attempt to keep it about the games. Come on, Kid Rock? What does he have to do with anything? The fat guy with bitch tits bigger than my third grade teacher? Who the fuck is that guy? Once again, you've neglected the responsibility of being the one major televised award ceremony for video games and turned it into something not unlike the Macy's Day Thanksgiving Day Parade. You've been at this for, what, 4 years now? I guess I shouldn't expect anything less. My original intent with this letter was to offer up some suggestions on how to improve the show, or maybe attempt to repair the damaged relationship between your network and gamers overall. But the only thing I can really advise is just stop. Quit it. That's enough. Anyway, thanks for reading. Sincerely, me.
I felt bad about all the stuff that I said about Jeff. Like, about not needing him and stuff. I don't think that's true. I think we need him.
Whoa, yeah? Why is that?
Well, I'm kind of missing Jeff. I mean, he really is a good, you know, choice for a third on the show. And
absolutely.
I don't think the show's as good without him, to be honest. And I'm missing him. So, like, on the break, I actually put together a series of clips.
You did?
Just to kind of remind us, you know, that Jeff is ingrained deeply in the soul of this show.
Oh, this should be good. Only one of us does a DRX if we do it.
Yeah.
So, what we can do is
stop the show. Ah, fuck.
Glenn, this is weekly, man.
I thought there was a mistake in the new releases because I didn't see one for the Wii. That's my mind at ease. Thank
speaking
you.
Of no Wii, mistake. Guys, I hope you don't mind if we just take a quick break because I gotta piss like a racehorse. I'll be right back. All right,
thanks for listening to the podcast.
All right, I'm back.
All right, cool.
I guess I really had to go. It was ridiculous. I'm like, oh god.
Yeah, and now Jason has got to figure out a place to edit that.
we got to figure out an open bottle policy or something, and make sure you have an open empty bottle.
Yeah,
I know. Podcasting to piss into.
Make sure it's in at case. Least 32 ounces.
I was actually thinking about that, but I'm like, if one of my roommates walked down at any moment, I was like, what's up?
What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, exactly.
Not much, just pissing. No big deal.
Oh, I'm sorry, was this your water bottle? My bad.
That's not lemonade.
All right, what were we talking about?
Has anybody ever done that to you? What? Like they pissed in the apple juice and tried to get you to drink it?
I hope not. If they did, I had no idea.
I had some real fucking asshole
friends that you had, Jason.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I almost had someone give me a beer with piss in it, but then they told
purposely
me what I was about to drink.
Was it Bud Light?
No, that's just, yeah.
That's just how it is.
It was any American beer can substitute it for that, so that's okay.
Pretty much, yeah. There you go. Well, not any American beer. Any mass-produced American beer.
Yes.
Anything coming out of St. Louis or Milwaukee.
I'm working on a level 17 speech impediment today. Fuck, see?
You can't even talk while we're not recording.
I know. Terrible.
Anyway.
Okay, Jeff, you ready?
No. That's a negative.
Earth to Jeff.
I thought I heard him come back out.
I thought I heard him come back too. What the hell?
Oh shit, I hit my mute button by accident. I'm gonna put that far away.
We're sitting here talking to ourselves like, are you back?
I am back.
What the fuck is going on?
Why are we having so much trouble today?
You know what's funny is today's, usually I have like a couple beers while I'm doing this. I just got my first one like just now. My roommate just brought home some whatever. I think that could be it.
I think so too, Jeff. You see, we haven't had any bloopers on this episode. So if not for Jeff, we wouldn't have all these wonderful, wonderful clips.
That's true.
The man adds to the whole dynamic of the show.
That is very
true. The proof.
Hello, welcome to Interactive Distractions. This is Chris. I am also joined by Jeff and Jason.
We get to work on
it. All right.
We do.
All right. So let's establish this. If you go Jeff and Jason, we'll have Jeff say something, and then I'll say something.
Sounds good.
Should I say you guys one at a time?
Yeah, that might work.
That might actually be better. So I'm here with Jason. So
wow.
All right.
So, outtake. This is our outtake clip. All right. We're gonna cut this out. And we're gonna save it for something like our 100th like episode. It's like these are our fuck ups. Fuck up show number one.
Remember the first one we did? That was hilarious.
And I was just messing around too. I'm like, because the way that it sounded in context, because Chris was talking like to the audience, and all of a sudden he's like, "So how are you guys doing?" I'm like, "Are you talking to them or are you talking to us?"
Chris is like, "Pull the applause sign."
I still think you were fapping then.
Fuck.
All right, pausing for a minute. We're gonna try it again.
Hello and welcome to a very special episode 20 of Interactive Distractions. My name is Chris, and I am here with Jeff Chorney. Jeff. I thought I was here with
Son Jeff. Son of a bitch! Okay, I'm putting my mute button as far away as possible. I'm like, hey! Then silence, then Jeff, I'm like, hey!
Oh, I'm so glad that we get these on. I'm so glad we record these. All right, let's try this again.
So, oh, that's not the start?
We're not starting at 10 minutes. We're starting at 10:50. Hello and welcome to another... Now I fucked up. Thanks, Jeff! You fucked up everything!
Contagious. Now it's Crystal's turn.
There's going to be a lot of this tonight.
All right. We're going to try this one more time, and I don't give a shit if I fuck it up or not. We're keeping this one.
All right.
All right, Jason, whenever you're ready, just pick up with emails.
Pick up with emails. Well, you got to introduce the emails, so.
Oh, I do? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we got emails.
All right, well, on to this week's listener email.
You might want to start that one again.
Let's try to do that again.
Oh shit.
The numbers are not there for show. Just an off fuck it. We'll slap a 7 on the end of this text. What the hell? Can I do this one over?
Sure.
I'm editing it, so. I don't know what the fuck. Alright. Alright, next. Perfect time.
Okay. God. Oh my god.
Okay, we can do this. Okay.
We're almost done. Come on.
I know. Okay, let's go.
This is our retarded show.
We don't have time to record this week, so we're just going to throw together a bunch of shit.
We can do that the week I'm out of town.
All of our bloopers and throw in like 3 listener reviews. There you go, guys. Have fun.
That was your best show ever.
Probably would be. You guys didn't talk at all. That was what was great about it.
That stone dude was awesome. I can totally understand why he wanted a medium bag of chips.
Oh, shit. I used to work at a gas station, and some dude came in just
fucking baked. I mean, this dude was in rough shape, and he kept walking up and down the aisles. I'm like, dude, can I help you? He's like, man, I need a medium bag of chips. You got little bags, and you got big bags, but I need a medium bag. Like, I'm sorry, man. I can't help you.
Oh, that's awesome.
Grab the big bag. I'll take a handful. You take the rest.
Nice. I miss Jeff.
That one with his loud burp caught me in the car. I'm like, oh, I forgot about that.
He's great for breaking up intros, too, which is great, you know, because we'll frequently get bloopers like 3 seconds into, you know, the show.
Yeah.
He keeps us on our toes. Aside from that, we got Guilty Gear, which is an awesome bargain. There's a Guilty Gear Judgment, which is the side-scrolling beat-em-up, which is actually surprisingly fun. I like that one. And Guilty Gear X2, I think. So it's one bundle pack for the PSP, $6.
Nice.
Awesome purchase.
I'm totally getting that, especially considering that I'm getting on a plane tomorrow. That'll be perfect.
Do it.
Going to.
All right. I can't think of anything else I've played, so go away from me. Jeff?
Jeff.
Fucking mute button. Awesome.
Anyway, my name is Chris, and I'm here with Jason A. Stryker.
Hello.
And Jeff Chorney.
Word up.
Hey.
Sorry, I clicked my mute button there. My accidentals.
I'll say that. But no, I was so friggin' tired because I had just run around and set everything up, and I'm like, I'll play some Demon's Souls. Blah, yeah, I died in the first level, fuck this game! Done with it. So. But that's really all that I've been playing. Hopefully we'll get some more stuff in tonight, but yeah, Street Fighter 4.
Motherfucking truth.
Motherfucking truth.
Good stuff. Jeff, what you playing, man?
A fucking mute button. Tons of stuff.
I love that game.
Extra life for the win with the mute button.
Well, it was a rush game.
Yeah, because they kind of developed it at the same time.
Let's get through it there as soon as we can.
Yeah, pretty much.
Any more emails?
Travis, yeah, any more emails?
Travis?
Did we lose him again?
No,
you're there.
Holy shit, man.
He's just taking a nap.
I will be proud to say that that was the mute button.
Nice.
And I am not embarrassed to say that.
Right. Let's see. Imagine teacher. No, don't.
Imagine. I've had a few teachers I would imagine.
Yeah, I got the Van Halen Hot for Teacher video running in my head right now.
Nice. Bangayo Spirits, which is a Japanese shooter sure. That's finally coming over here.
Cool.
And Madden NFL 09.
Mm-hmm.
360. Madden NFL 09.
I wonder PS3, if it'll come up Madden for the NFL PS3. 09, oh, it is. PS2, good.
Madden NFL 09. PSP, Madden NFL 09.
We really need to get someone who's like sports games on this, because I don't think any of us are picking up Madden, are we?
Just plotting out all the crossword puzzles he's going to do.
Oh, okay.
Backlog, here I come. For 2 hours on Thursday night.
Well, with that, we do have a question of the week. Because we're going to a convention, we want to know, have you ever cosplayed before? If you have, who, where, what convention, and why? Why'd you pick that character?
Now, technically, everyone could say yes, because it's Halloween count.
If it was a video game character, I'll accept that.
Okay.
I also
have you ever dressed up pictures. As a video game character? There you go.
Highly encourage pictures.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Highly encourage, and we will post them on the site. Unless you ask us not to
see all the people dressed as Cloud and other mid-drift Final Fantasy characters. Right. You told me not to say that on the air, but
have you ever dressed up as Sephiroth and did it get you laid?
And by how many women?
By a woman.
By a woman, exactly.
We did it!
Yay!
Alright, so I can... Holy shit! Please tell me you didn't stop the racket.
Hello?
Yeah,
still going.
Hi.
You
I'm gonna kill her. I'm gonna toss her off the balcony.
Oh crap!
What did she do?
She attacked my face and ripped off my headset.
Oh my god! You're not paying attention to me, Jeff.
That's exactly what she's doing right now. She did a flying leap from the top of the couch and totally just lashed onto the headset and put it down. With her.
Oh god, Jason, please tell me you got that.
Still recording.
Awesome. Oh. Oh shit, that's awesome.
That's
I don't remember.
Yeah, but Meg, to tell you the truth, I'm pretty sure PS Nation are going to do something about the whole Meg thing, yeah. But
keep an eye out for
that. I want to try it.
Keep your eye on VG
but
Evo.
It's first person. It's first person, so Chris and Jason probably aren't going to touch it with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah, I'm not going to. I'm probably not going to get it. So
depends what the package looks like.
That's right.
And the cover. I was going to make a joke.
He finishes off. That's all the thoughts I have.
Man, no more drinking for me in podcast.
That's all the thoughts I have in this ridiculously long email. But I have to say, especially since I'm nearing the end of my Indus Summer Listenathon, only six left before I catch up. I get to my catch-up point. My PSN is Confidence Man 2. Feel free to add me if you like. P.S. Can you suggest any Indus Fest alternative for me since I'm a college student, live in California, and have no money because of Reason 1 and 2?
All right, listen. Would you ask Chuck Norris to suggest a Chuck Norris alternative? I don't fucking think so. There's no Indus Fest alternative. Get the fuck out of California. No excuses.
Stop being a student. Drop out.
You drop
start
out of school.
Selling crack on the corner.
You live in a goddamn Volkswagen bus. You drive your ass from California, and you come to Indus Fest.
Nice. Glenn, your check's in the mail. And welcome back.
You welcome back.
Hey.
Today we are talking about our most anticipated games of 2010.
Sorry, you can cut this out. You might want to mark this down. This is why this is hilarious.
I missed it. What the fuck is so funny?
Because Travis is like, dude, I want to have something to say. Like when we come back for a break or whatever. Like you always say, like you welcome back. Whatever. And I was telling him, like whatever you say once kind of sticks, and you just kind of stick to it. Whatever. And he's like, I just feel like a retard. I'm just sitting there, kind of like, hey. And then so I'm like, you welcome back, and Travis is like, hey.
And Jeff goes, nice.
That would have been a lot funnier if I had been part of that conversation.
And that, Chris, is Tampax. Ooh. Oh, I haven't cried like that in a long time. Ugh. Ooh, okay.
Let's start this over again.
Shall we? The next one comes from our hometown buddy, Ryan Smith.
What's up?
Also known as Taren on VG Evo.
Hey.
And I'm gonna be honest with you. His ESRB got a little gangsta.
Uh-oh.
Gangsta with an A.
So now, move out of the way, bitch. Get out of the way, wherever the fuck it is. Wow,
very
I butchered that. Move, bitch. Get out of the way. There it is.
Jeff, you're so white.
I know.
So,
I've been drinking some alcohol.
Ryan says, as his summary for God of War,
move, bitch. Get out of the way.
Close. He says, bitch, this is the third one. If you don't know how it be, you ain't gonna know. So you got your main man Kratos, and he all up in that heavenly Kool-Aid, bitch slapping Zeus and making
heavenly
Athena. Kool-Aid. Ooh, cray cray, be my baby daddy. But yo man ain't having it because little kids piss him off, and he don't want to go out like that bitch Cronus. So Athena. So Athena, she mad, but Kray don't care. He got mad Titan pussy, and all the Titan homies be hating. So anyway, Kray has to go through some
QuickTime events and press X or some bullshit like that, just to prove to everyone that he's balling out of control. The fighting in this game is off the hook. With moves so fresh, your mama wants some. He'll get with that too. He don't give a fuck about a vase. Your boy flies, fights, and moves boxes like UPS. Nobody can handle him. I think that red paint gives him the kind of power, but he'd probably kick my ass if he knew I knew, so I'll keep it on the low. This game is mature because Kratos don't like kids. If I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want to test his shit neither.
Our final entry comes from Jeff's brother, the Great Necro. Okay. And he wants to add a note. The word is fail, but it's F-A-L. So, but it's supposed to be read as fail. Cue okay. Cheesy infomercial music. Hey there, folks. Don't touch that dial. Yes, we got a great treat for you. And it's two announcers, by the way. So, take a minute from your nightly routine of browsing bestiality porn at 3 a.m. and come and learn about our wonderful product. So what do we have today? Please, tell me it has to do with something about young Filipino men and massage oil.
What the fuck?
He spelled not Filipino exactly. wrong, too, by the way.
not exactly, but we do have something that'll make you forget you are a disgusting pervert. So, enough teasing, what's our product? A wonderful new ale that is sure to knock your socks off with its bold flavor. Ladies and gents, I introduce you to White Knight Fail. White Knight Fail, you say? Sounds delicious. What's in it? Well, we start out with a sweet honey nut brown ale with a complex, rich, and creamy character. The honey taste is easily identified and the most prevalent taste in the brew. The beer clocks in at 5.5% alcohol by volume.
Dude, did he just like copy and paste that from our post? Jesus!
But that is not all we have. We have some special ingredients that does make this our own. What makes it so unique? Well, we harvest all the best hype from the fanboy fields of Roswell, Georgia. Next, we mix in some mediocrity that comes with only that comes from the fine folks at Single Player Industries. Finally, we top it all off with a heavy dose of fail dust made right here on level 5 of our factory.
That's pretty funny.
Wow, that does sound great. Sure does. Drink enough of this and you'll be all you will totally forget about all those shameful moments, like when you laughed at your mother making farting noises out of her vagina.
That's just wrong.
Hey, that was one time, and well, folks, just a moment our lines will open up for the price of $60 plus tax. You too can try White Knight Fail and all it has to offer. Good night, folks, and buy White Knight Fail.
It was down for us today.
Yeah. Was it? Yeah, I was like, not available in this
region. We have problems here in this country as well.
Something about 3D, that is a problem, right? That's what it is, yeah.
Because everyone's going to be using that, so that's very important to get up there as soon as you can.
Dude, I bought my glasses yesterday.
No, I bought my $3,000 TV, my Bravia. I just charged it. Fuck it. It's just money. Exactly. Economy's in the worst position it's been since the Great Depression, but I don't care. I need my 3D fucking gaming. The four games I can play. Right. Games.
Three games and one demo.
It was worth the debt I put myself in. I mean, I'm probably working on a pretty decent divorce right now, but I'm playing games in 3D. I'm awesome. Just joking. My marriage is great.
Dude, I'm going to tell you what.
This was a good one. I liked this one.
Yeah, really, really good. This one comes from Better Tomorrow. He says, hey, gents, it really didn't take me long to seal my pick for this contest entry and my numero uno pick for E3's Best in Show. The game in question was so incredibly mind-blowing and unexpected that I can hardly contain my excitement. What is this game? I am proud to announce my top pick of this year, Link's Crossbow Training 2 for the Wii Motion Plus SD. Where do I even begin? I mean, I'm so happy SD? That Nintendo I'm so happy that Nintendo has finally introduced a new adventure for Link, but not an ordinary adventure, no. With Link's Crossbow Training 2 for the Wii Motion Plus SD, Nintendo has decided to put their priorities straight and given the casual gamers and moms what they have probably not been wanting all these years. Link's Crossbow Training 2 for the Wii Motion Plus SD has finally put innovation, storytelling, and love for the fans on the back step and put the focus on what really matters, holding your arm like a shield. In fact, I'm so excited. I have started doing what doing that already. I'm currently holding my arm like a shield as I type this with my one hand and a foot. Because it just why? Because it just feels right this way. And I'm also super excited that Link has gotten what he has been missing all these years. In fact, I don't know how we've been able to tolerate previous Zelda games in the past without this. The lasso bullwhip thing. Finally, with only 7 or 8 attempts, you can pick up items that are all the way right in front of you. Gone are the days when we had to travel all those feet to pick up said items. After such games as Red Dead Redemption and Just Cause 2 failed to implement such lasso bullwhip thing devices, we finally get a game that truly needed one. Oh, and I am so excited that I have actually concocted one myself out of a Wiimote, shoestring and fridge magnet that I'm using right now to gather pens and paper clips as I hold out my arm like a shield and type with my foot and elbow. Feels just right that way. And he finishes up, well, I could go all day singing Link's Crossbow Training 2 for the Wii Motion Plus SD's praises. It's so nice to see the Zelda franchise finally become what it deserves to be.
7 or 8 attempts.
A vehicle for the continuing fad of unnecessary motion control casual wear. And not just another lame innovative masterpiece. We've already had enough of those on the Wii, right? So I we'll wrap this up by talking quickly about one more thing. I really love the new gameplay engine that Link's Crossbow Training 2 for the Wii Motion Plus SD uses. It's a super exciting new technology called This Works Well in Rehearsal But Not Around Your Wireless Devices engine. I like games that provide challenge. Now it appears that it has reached a new height. Let me explain how it works. While playing Link's Crossbow Training 2 for the Wii Motion Plus HD, you get perfect one-to-one response with the Wii Motion Plus and your Wii as promised. However, at random parts in a game, a crowd full of thousands of media types and cheering Nintendo fanboys will enter your living room with their wireless devices on and suddenly give the illusion that the controls actually don't work very well and at the end are all humiliated and it ends up being an epic fail. But don't worry, it's not you, it's the wireless device's fault. Well, there you have it, boys. Nice. You can toss all your current games and gaming platforms in the garbage because as of next year, or whenever it's delayed till rolls around, Link's Crossbow Training 2 for the Wii Motion Plus SD will be all you need. Sincerely, Jeff Wildman, but he's also known as Better Tomorrow.
Nice.
That was pretty good.
That was awesome.
Wow. We kind of, that's the second one.
All right. The bar has been set.
The bar has set.
The bar has been set.
We're going to see if we have a bar raiser in the house with our man Zeke. He says, indiscredible. I won't lie to you. I'll even try to be as straight as Final Fantasy XIII storyline. I've had my doubts when Microsoft first talked about Project Natal, but now it's clear as a Canadian Netflix queue that I... Oh, my God.
They
don't have Netflix. Stupid Canadians. But I just didn't understand the full implications of it yet. Kinect is the best thing since, well, sliced bread. This is the second coming of Jesus. No, scratch that. Even God's own carpenter would have trouble matching this masterpiece. I saw the keynote and I felt like Kurt Cobain, mind blown and in Nirvana. I am so high on endorphins right now that I'm shaking worse than Scott Sauer on a Sunday morning after a Goo live show. Oh man. I just can't wait to get off, Travis.
That's fine.
Oh, anyway, I just can't. You almost got me there. I just can't wait to get off my couch and stand in front of the TV pretending to work out. Come to think of it, that is why most gamers really got into gaming in the first place, right? And the pet demo
That little girl wasn't even a little bit unsettling. The game is so immersive, she actually felt the tiger lick her face. Finally, a way to teach our kids that wild animals just want to be their friends. Microsoft really outdid themselves this time and revolutionized gaming so you don't need a controller. I can only imagine what the release of Kinect Sports 2 will be like. Maybe you won't even need a TV or an Xbox itself to run against your friends. I sure can't figure it out. I sure can't figure it out. That nut is harder to crack than a superhero game dispute, it seems. And responsiveness, then. Kinect control schemes make Street Fighter 4 look like Lair's crack whore of a sister with Parkinson's disease. I'm calling it right now. Kinect Sports is going to be bigger and more memorable than Super Mario Brothers. Get hyped.
Cool deal. So that's all our right. pick of the week. Now, usually we jump straight into regular voicemails and emails, but like I alluded to at the beginning of the show when I introduced Jeff, his nickname was the Canadian.
Yes.
And I also mentioned we may or may not have a super secret special segment, and we in fact do. Now, the new super secret special segment is actually just directed towards Jeff, and it comes from my buddy William Milby from the Noob Gateers. Has a little bit of an intro for it. He says, "In my professional opinion, Jeff is no longer Canadian, according to some of the horrible things left out of Travis's, quote, Canadian experience, unquote." I have developed this foolproof quiz to see whether or not he's a real Canuck. So, guys, we are about to play.
Oh, wow. This is not fair,
Is
by the way.
Jeff actually Canadian?
Canadian!
That was a loose noise.
Wow.
Question number one.
All right.
The four corners of Canada are said to be held up by four animals. What are they?
What? The four corners of Canada are said to be held up. He's actually from Canada originally. What, Canadian?
Canada.
I can't even pronounce the fucking country. Shit.
Jeff actually lives in Iowa. Really?
I'm going to say the beaver.
Okay. One.
I'm going to say the... I almost have to go with moose.
Okay. Two.
Ding, ding, ding.
So we got two more. The four corners. I think of the beaver, the moose, the goose.
I'll give you one more shot, one more incorrect one, and it's gonna be an X.
Okay, so one more incorrect. So we got the beaver, the moose.
Think typical. Come on.
Think real typical.
Besides beaver and moose.
Think money.
The loon.
All right, and there's one more.
There's one more. So I'm thinking, trying to think of East End, because that covers the West.
This will be the North. The Northern Corner.
The Northern Corner.
It's all like North. What are you talking
polar
about?
Polar bear? Or it's either like...
What?
Ding, 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 ding.
Yes.
He's got all four.
Hey.
Question number one. Don. Moose, polar bear, beaver, and a loon. He would have accepted Don Cherry as an optional fifth. But not the oft-quoted chocodile.
No, of course not.
Okay. So good. You're on a good path. One for one. I like this so far, Jeff. Number two. Question two. Tim Hortons was founded by a hockey player from the Leafs. How many Stanley Cups did they win while he was on the team?
Oh, my God. While he was on the team, I would say three.
Mm. No, four. Wrong.
Fuck!
But it was close. There is a second question.
You can redeem
yourself
here.
There's a redemption question. At Tim Hortons, mm-hmm. What is a double-double?
It's a coffee.
Okay, what kind?
It's a double cream, double sugar.
Oh, and he's right, redemption.
Damn.
I'll give it to him.
Yeah.
Question two, two for two. Question three, please recite the McKenzie Brothers official song.
And we've played this on the show before.
Well, McKenzie Brothers, or do you guys do the Canadian calling call from
the call
Strange
call.
Brew?
What
That's
is it?
The coo 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 coo.
Correct.
That
is right.
All right.
Very, very good, Jeff. So far, you're showing to be very promising. Question number 4 out of 5.
That was the first thing I ever said to Jason, by the way.
Hey, how you doing? I'm
live,
Jason.
Live anyway.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Jeff. Anyway, question number 4. Which of the following is the correct term for a certain type of headwear?
Toque.
I didn't even need to give him the options. Toque is right.
Damn right, yo.
It says toque, pronounced like puke.
Pronounced.
Yeah, pretty much. Toque.
It's pronounced like puke, but with a T. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Question 5, the final question to prove Jeff's Canadian-ness. What is...
Celine Dion, the most hated singer in the... What?
Correct! What is the official Canadian motto?
There's no multiple choice here?
No.
The official Canadian motto.
Something official and patriotic.
I would say... fuck.
Correct!
No. Yeah.
Fuck.
That's tough, dude, because that goes with which friggin' coast you're on. So I would just say A. Anything ending in A would be East Coast.
From where to where?
That's
what?
From like...
What? Hmm? Jeff? Was that Jason?
I was giving him a little hint. From where to where?
I don't understand.
This is awkward.
I don't know.
So are you ready to move to America now? I mean,
I just want to know what the Canadian motto is.
It's from sea to sea.
Wow.
But then he continues on, but nobody cares because it's Canada.
I've never actually heard that before, ever, from sea to sea.
Really?
Never.
So anyway, he says if he misses more than one, his Canadian citizenship is officially rebuked. But you got 4 out of 5. Jeff, congratulations.
Thank you. You are Canadian. Woot!
Very good.
The only people that would say sea to sea are probably the Newfoundlanders because they don't understand that they're from ocean to ocean because they're dumb.
Anyway, that number is 818-528-GAME or 818-528-4263. You can also get us on Skype at Interactive Distractions, all one word.
.com, all lowercase. No.
Jesus.
Shit, I fucked it up.
You have one job.
I was playing with something here. Not
yeah, I bet you were.
Something very technical and excitedly uncreepy.
We don't want to know what you're playing with. You can also get us on Google Talk at interactivedistractions@gmail.com. Don't forget Warhawk Wednesdays. We had our last Warhawk Wednesday wasn't very successful, but... hopefully we'll get the bugs out and we'll have a better one this coming week.
Oh, they're fast zombies too.
Yeah, except for the videos I saw.
Yeah, 28 Days Later type zombies, right?
Yep. And like some of the new Of the Dead movies. But yeah, so far, phenomenal. I really love it. Really suggest it. I can't wait till, you know, the full game's released.
You're going to get it on PC though, right?
Yeah, I pre-ordered on Steam.
Okay. And that's actually what I asked you before, not... Were you playing on easy? I said, are you playing on PC?
On PC.
That's okay, though, because you just admitted that you were playing on easy at the same time.
Well, no, just later on, just because it was late and I was tired and I just wanted to burn through.
Whatever, Jason.
But,
we all know.
My first time through.
Play everything on super the fucking easiest. It's now called Jason mode.
I'm going to play some the fucking Jason.
Something that Jason and Glenn have in common, obviously. next week, we're going to be talking about cinematics.
Hey,
so
cool.
The question is, cinematics, sit and watch or skip and play?
Oh, I like that. It's like
so
a literary.
So do you actually, when you get to a cinematic in a game, do you actually watch it and pay attention? Or are you the kind of person that just repeatedly hits start and says, hurry the fuck up, I want to play.
Oh, God. Mash all the buttons.
That's
stop
right.
Stop trying to give me story, I just want to play the game.
Wait, how do I do this again? Oh, I should have watched that cinematic. Oh, fuck.
Cool. Well, you guys can answer the question of the week by sending us your response to email at interactivedistractions.com. You can also send us a voicemail, and that number is 818-528-GAME. That's 818-528-4263. Do you guys have this number memorized yet?
What number?
No.
Okay,
I honestly don't.
Do you tune me out when I do this part of the show?
Just get to my part so I can sit back.
Oh, I'm sorry, sorry. You can also leave us a message on Skype. It's Interactive Distractions, all one word.
Oh, fucked it up.
Yeah, you did.
I was going to say all
one
word.
There'll be someone mad because you did that.
You just ruined someone's day, Jason.
I just ruined my day. I feel this is a little embarrassing.
Do you want me to
it's
try
just
it
us
again?
Jumping the shark right here. Is that it?
Can we do this over? Can we start just from the top?
Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 96.
Yeah. It's about time. Jesus.
Yeah. My name is Chris Ferricchio, and I'm here with Jason A. Stryker.
Oh, God, this sweet tea peach vodka is really, really good.
Jeff Chorty.
What's up? Ah, shit, word. Oh, fuck. That's like...
totally fucked that up. You have one line.
I know, and that's like how many consecutive? 96, pretty much.
Yeah. Way to blow it.
We start over.
Yeah, there's a ton coming out. God of War 3 comes out. Bayonetta's coming out. Darksiders. Dante's Inferno. And then, of course, we got Ninja Gaiden, Sigma 2, and
Castlevania's coming out soon.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah,
that'll be coming out.
And that's going to be more of this more of the action type game like what we're seeing right now anyway. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that is your question of the week. You can answer the question by sending us an email. That address is email@interactivedistractions.com. You can also...
It's a website.
Actually, it was an email address, but that's okay.
Oh, man! See, I'm working on the placement, guys. Give me a couple of weeks, I'm working
on it. It's
got to
come naturally.
It does. Yeah.
F-U-C-K-Y-O-U.
Fuck you!
Fuck you! I was going to do that, damn.
Hello, Interactive Distractions. I am glad that I am able to give a response to this episode's question of the week about what's in your backlog of games. I've bought so many games this past year that my pile of shame is very big. My list of games that I have not played or finished by console are... Now we're going to go by console. PS3, number one, Fear, Folklore, Lair, Motorstorm, Spider-Man 3, The Simpsons. Xbox 360, Call of Duty 2, the Orange Box, although he did finish Portal. Good job. On the Wii, Super Mario Galaxy, Zelda Twilight Princess. On the PSP, Loco Roco, Metal Gear Solid, Portable Ops, Patapon, Ratchet and Clank, Size Matters. That one's a great game. On the DS, he's got Elite Beat Agents, Final Fantasy 3, Metroid Prime Hunters. And the big list here he's got on the PS2. It's Beyond Good and Evil, which just came out on Steam, by the way. Anyway, Call of Duty, Big Red One, Castlevania, Curse of Darkness, Final Fantasy XII, Half-Life, Maximo, Odin Sphere, Okami, Onimusha 4, Red Faction, Red Faction 2, Silent Hill 3 and 4, Sly Cooper, Band of Thieves, Spider-Man, Spider-Man 2, The Mark of Kree, and 13, like XIII.
Yeah, 13, yeah.
Whatever.
That's a cool game.
The main reason that is keeping me from playing all these games are my college classes. During the week, I would only be able to play for a couple hours each night in online multiplayer games like Call of Duty 4 and Warhawk, like Warhawk Wednesday. Woo! And during the weekend, I would do a lot of my schoolwork that I have and study for the tests that are coming up. Yet, after finals are over next week, I will have all the free time I need to finish as many games as I can during summer vacation. That's from Chad. Thanks, Chad.
Chad. He just reminded me of half the PS3 games I didn't list for some weird reason. Because I remember looking at the games, I'm like, I think I'm pretty sure I beat on all those, but I haven't beat Ratchet and Clank yet. Devil May Cry 4. God, this is depressing.
Shame.
What kind of gamer are we? Or
pile
gamers are we?
Of shame.
We need help.
Yeah, we seriously do. And Chad needs help, we need so much help. Well, where'd we go for help like that, though? That's something that's like, you can't really find help anywhere.
Well, I don't know. This whole backlog thing is just something you really talk about. It's like, oh, I mean to play that game, but, you know.
Well, yeah, we need something like as a backlog. We need some kind of, like, gamer enema to get that through.
Are you using that word right, Jeff?
That was awesome.
Yeah,
I think
man.
So. I think so. Okay.
When I'm all backlogged up, you know, it kind of helps out a bit.
And in that case, yes, that is right. let you in on a little secret. When I was 12 years old, I robbed a laundromat for drug money, and then I went to treatment, and then they sent me to AA meetings. And, you know, in my AA meetings, I found a lot of support. Mm-hmm. So maybe we need, like, a support group.
I'm not lying about the laundromat either. Anyway, what do you guys think about
like
a backlog support group?
I think that'd be a great idea.
That would be a great idea.
How do we do this?
I don't know. Do you know of a website, maybe?
I think we could do it through
I've seen some sort of website day, Jeff.
With a type of
You have the internet, form. Right? You've heard of this thing?
You guys do have the internet in America, right?
Have you heard, you know what forums are. You like to post in them.
You have one of those mouse and keyboard things?
What?
Well, funny you should ask.
Okay, we're fucking retarded. I'm sorry. So Chris's question was important, yes. But okay. I do have one more email here.
Oh, wow.
All right, this one is from, I'm not sure. I'll read it at the end. Dear Shane, my boyfriend is kind of a douche. If things don't work out with him, would you like to go out?
Because
you seem pretty cool and undouchey. Love, Tanya. Tanya's friggin' hot.
She is hot, dude.
She is.
Tanya Harding? Tanya?
No.
She's from Toronto, actually.
Right. And she's actually, she's dating Jeff.
You didn't really get an email like that, did you?
I'm looking at it right now. For real.
That's much
Tanya.
Wow.
We need to talk.
Tanya. Usually, when people just randomly come up to me in the past, like at Panera Gate Expo last year, they were uh-huh. said, "I hate you.
What?
You're an asshole. I want to kill you." So a lot of that. Not a lot of like, "Will you go out with me?"
Really?
I think this is actually the first.
This is the first.
It wasn't from somebody in a mental institution.
Tanya is absolutely sane. I mean, you know, all things. Well, she's dating
Jeff.
You know, hey, Tanya, you want to say hi to Shane?
Can we get Tanya?
The what?
She does have a crush on you.
May as well try. Really we does. Can always cut this out, but come say hi to Shane.
No, we're not cutting anything out.
Right. Well, I wouldn't want to ruin what you guys have. Sounds like it's pretty bad.
I mean, yeah, they just moved in together, whatever. They have a cat. Who gives a shit?
I have a cat. Hello.
What's up, T?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great.
No, they made me write that.
Nobody made you write anything. Just
wow. Wow. Well, I'm flattered, and I also have a cat, and I love Toronto.
Hey.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, oh, my God.
I'll meet you at the Firkin.
And then we can kick Jeff out.
Exactly.
So, wait, what's your sign, Shane?
I'm a Sagittarius.
Hey? T?
Nice.
You guys
Good
get along,
match.
Right?
Okay, I'm embarrassed now. Okay.
Wow. Thanks, anyway.
Wow. I'm impressed. I'm flattered and impressed.
Come down to Toronto, it's like a whiskey go-go. Now I'm thinking, yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't know how Tanya'd feel about that.
She is hot to the bone. She
probably
really
go.
I'm thinking that Shane's like, I can't believe I signed up for this shit.
Sorry, buddy.
If I come to Toronto, we'll have to go to Tim Hortons for coffee.
Moving along, our main man, Jack Bauer. Andrew
yeah.
Thomas.
Yeah, I know him.
Yeah, he's all right.
He's all right. Yeah, he's kind of cool guy. All right.
So he writes in and says, my dream man. Cave would include one, nice. A dirty great big wall with high def television that lowers from the ceiling. Two, 8.1 surround sound system. Does that even exist?
Whoa, shit.
Talk about the next generation.
What's the eighth speaker? I have.
I was like, where's that eighth speaker go? Like right below your ass?
You got two in the front, two in the back, two on the side. Where's the eighth one? Is it right behind you?
I think Jeff hit it right. It's the ass of the
seat.
It's
right on the end of your ass. Like, you have the subwoofer somewhere around
the place.
It's the
second woofer, yeah. My wife loves that seat. It's crazy.
It's good.
Some good ones in there.
His first one. Most of them. What's it called? What was his first one? I want to come.
The first one was Mass Effect, and we kind of touched on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Mass Effect 2, I think I will bet any money Mass Effect 2 is announced for PS3 at E3 this year. I will bet.
Really?
I will bet somebody, whoever wants to take the first like bet of this, whatever, I will bet you a game of your choice in 2010 that Mass Effect 3 is announced for PS3 and E3.
Oh, shit.
A Mass Effect 3?
Mass Effect 2. Sorry.
You know what?
Like, E3 and Mass Effect 3. So if the first reader to reply to me and seriously take that bet and literally, like, if I win, send me a game. If you win, I will definitely send you a game of your choice in 2010. It will be at least announced. And I think it will you know what? I'll even fucking say this. It's going to come out in 2010 in the fall for PS3.
I don't agree.
I don't either.
You know what? Here it is. We're gonna lay it down.
With myself.
I will take that bet with you.
I can't take it with you. I want to take it with a listener.
No.
I'll no take case it for you. Try
right I offered it out to the listeners. I want one of them to take it.
Okay, guess what? You can either pay out two games, or you can receive two games if you win.
This is like coming from someone who...
Mass Effect
yeah.
will not come out for the PlayStation.
He understood the bet a little bit.
Jeff, I hate to say it.
Said.
You're reaching, so. Dude.
I hate to no. say it, but I think you're going to be paying out three games
dude,
this year.
Dude, no way. Well, no, I'm not doing the three for it's coming out this year.
Right, you're doing three for it be announced.
Yeah, it'll
you're
be
still going to
It's
miss
EA,
out,
dude. They're so going to bring that out.
Yeah,
they're
but Microsoft's...
It
sold
matter.
2 million copies. 2 million copies in a week. Microsoft is going to make sure that stays on the Xbox 360.
Why would they? Because after a certain amount of time, that game stops selling consoles, so they don't care.
Yeah,
they're like, you know what, fine.
I don't think that matters to them
anymore.
Have
Mass Effect 2. That's fine. We're going to have Mass Effect 3 exclusive for 6 months. Who gives a shit?
I don't know. I'm really up in the air about it. So
The PlayStation came out with a great year for exclusives.
Hey, guys, why are we talking about this now?
Because we like arguing
because it's
with
part
each
of the
because
it's part of the email because it's part of the mail.
But it's not the question of the week part of the mail.
That's true. Good call. But anyway, those are the ground rules, Chris. Do you agree? Like, okay, Travis, do you agree with the ground rules? Announcement, 2010, a Mass Effect game on PS3.
They're going to announce Mass Effect 3 at E3 for all systems.
That's totally different.
And you'll hear me in the crowd say, "Fuck you!"
That would be so funny. Everyone's cheering, "Yeah, motherfucker!"
That's a $60 game and like $30 shipping up your ass.
$30. I'll see you at Innis Fest too, bitch.
Word around the street so far? This
not
like
very impressive.
People's thoughts? No.
Yeah, that's
and
what I'm hearing.
That's very, very
you
sad.
You talking about the Mako type one or the one with the new
Yeah,
character?
The hammerhead. That's what we're talking about, the hammerhead.
I didn't impress me when I saw videos. At first, I was like, that's cool. And then it's just the thing driving around, shooting something.
Yeah, and apparently
up in the air.
That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's free, so I don't mind. But, if I had to pay for it,
free
I'd
Free is always
upset.
Good. So,
but
free, I like free.
And now there's that countdown on their site. What do you think that's all about?
Mass Effect 2 for PS3.
Okay, dude. Seriously. That shit's not going to happen.
Oh, it's happening.
Oh, man.
It's not going to happen.
I would laugh
okay, right
so
now.
Hard.
Jeff,
I would laugh so hard.
If that fucking happens, I will fucking sing Lady Gaga on the show.
Oh,
if that
my God.
Ever
no,
okay.
Please
happens
don't.
This fucking year,
please
okay?
Don't. Please fucking, don't.
There's no way. No way.
It's going to be announced this year.
Never.
You'll see.
Oh, man.
Especially right. not this year. All right, well, the next one comes from Mr. Nep. He says, "Hey, Indus, this is Mr. Nep chiming in on the question of the week. I have one simple prediction. It is a prediction I think a particular member of your crew agrees with and another disagrees
hands
with.
Down.
Oh.
I am so confident in this prediction that I believe my
oh,
prediction will hold true throughout the entire year. Heck, I'm willing to put money on it. Of course, I'm talking about Super Street Fighter 4 Turbo Master Edition getting announced.
I would buy that two times over. Like,
what?
Totally. Oh my God.
Sadly,
oh, come on, Jason. You like you wouldn't buy that?
Sadly, guys.
I thought you meant
Jason
like
already has it
happen.
pre-ordered.
Sadly,
no. I'm saying
he's kidding.
Yeah. He is.
I know
he
he's
is.
Kidding,
I thought he's like.
Of course, he is talking about no form at all of Mass Effect getting announced for the PlayStation 3. Jeff, you're going to lose that bet.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be announced at E3. It just has to be announced by the end of the year.
Of
so,
course. Of course. That's fine.
E3,
that's fine.
No big deal.
Yeah, no big deal. Anyways, that's all he has. Mr. Nep Oot.
Oot. I don't know, man. I'm starting to doubt this. The chances.
I'm starting to doubt too because Sony has leaked every motherfucking thing that everyone's thought
the
of,
thing. It's like,
and there's
like
been
Sony
nothing with Mass
secret.
Effect. So I'm sitting there like, please something in Mass Effect get released. Please something leak. Please something leak.
This is going to be an interesting episode for people to be linked to.
I know.
Yes. Oh, my God. It is going to.
Aaron, I want you to let me explain. So one of our news items. No, I'm definitely explaining because now he's going to want to listen to this damn episode. Shit. One of our news items for this week is going to be the release of the announcement of the release of Mass Effect 2 on the PlayStation 3.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Back in January, we did a prediction show. and Jeff called it.
Hi.
He said there is going to be an announcement for a Mass Effect on PS3 this year. And he got, like, so much flack for that. And so many people were, like, making him bets.
Mainly from me. I was like, no way.
And Travis decided that he was so sure that it wouldn't happen, that if it did, he would sing Lady Gaga on the show.
And, which song?
We let the listeners vote, and they voted on Poker Face, so...
So yeah. Your interview is on the episode where Travis gets the same poker face.
Nice.
I will call that out, actually. I will mention that.
Best episode ever.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's sweet. Great.
All right, I guess it's time to pay my fucking debt to Jeff. You guys have got to know that, I would do this only for you. So, yeah, this is what gambling gets you. I wanna hold 'em like they do in Texas, please. Fold 'em, let me hit it, raise it, baby, stay with me.
I love it.
Luck and intuition, play the cards with spades of stars. And after he been hooked, I'll play the one that's on his heart. Oh, 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 oh. I'll get him hot, show him what I've got. Oh, 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 oh. I'll get him high, show him what I've got. Carry my, no, he can't read my poker face.
She ain't got to love nobody.
Carry my, no, he can't read my poker face.
She ain't got to love nobody.
Poker face, poker face. Poker face, poker face. I wanna roll with him, a hard pair we will be. A little gambling is fun when you're with me. Russian roulette is not the same without a gun. And baby, when it's love, it's not rough, it isn't fun. Oh, 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 oh. I'll get him hot, show him what I've got. Oh, 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 oh. I'll get him hot, show him what I've got. Carry my, no, he can't read my poker face.
She ain't got to love nobody.
Carry my, no, he can't read my poker face.
She ain't got to love nobody.
Poker face, poker face. Poker face, poker face. I won't tell you that I love you, kiss or hug you, cause I'm bluffing with my muffin. I'm not lying, I'm just stunning with my bluff gunning. It's like a chick in the casino, take your bank before I pay you. I promise this, check this hand because I'm carrying my, no, you can't read my poker face.
She ain't got to love nobody.
Carrying my, no, you can't read my poker face.
She ain't got to love nobody.
Carry my, no, you can't read my poker face.
I really, really hate you, Chorny.
Carry my, no, you can't read my poker face.
Serious, guys, please stop laughing.
Carry my, no, you can't read my poker face.
She ain't got to love nobody.
Carry my, no, you can't read my poker face.
She ain't got to love nobody.
Poker face.
She ain't got to love nobody.
Poker face. Poker face. Poker face. Poker face.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Nob Machine.
Nob Machine.
It's Monday, episode's not out yet. I was bored, so I decided to give you a call. Hey. And I'm rushing you, Travis. Just take your time. Just take your time. Anyway, yeah, question. What game have you pretty much 100% in? Like 100, you had like everything in the game. Like 100% complete. And I don't mean like trophies or achievements or penis points or whatever you want to call them.
Penis,
I mean like you actually get 100% on the game.
I got all these guys like beating penis points.
Or, the first two parts I did that with.
Not Jason.
And the world ends with you on the DS.
I've got a black card
from the same creators. I don't know. Maybe they had that Mojo what's it magic to it. I don't know. But they make good games, good RPGs, and not 100% both of those. So worth my time. Chris, if you still want to do the Valkyria Chronicles podcast, I'm still up for it. Maybe we should do it like around the time when Valkyria Chronicles 2 is about to come out, maybe like 2 weeks before, so yeah, everybody gets hyped about the game. I don't know. Yeah, that'd be awesome. Travis, you like Kingdom Hearts? Tell me why. Because no one seems to like it on VG Evo, so yeah. Besides you, me, and Sigma Omega, so give me some props on why you like it. So I just want to know. And Jeff, eat some bacon. Okay, guys, later.
That's not the first time that's Chris, hey, blah, 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 blah. Travis, blah, 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 blah. Hey, Jeff.
Eat some bacon.
Canada.
Hey, Jeff. Ooh. Yeah, Canada. Maple syrup. Have some maple syrup.
That is not the first time.
It's not regular bacon, dude. It's got to be fucking full back bacon with a peanut.
Oh, that fat back. Oh,
that fat bacon. It's good. Oh, I actually have some in the fridge.
I got to ask you if you've ever played Crackdown, because Crackdown is Infamous seems like almost like a spiritual successor. Not a spiritual successor, but it's a
no.
An indirect.
It's not a super successor, though. Some of the gameplay elements, you know, are the same. You know, the open world and the superpowers and stuff. But you know, Cole is built up as kind of like a superhero. Like he's got superpowers, whereas Crackdown is more just like you can super jump. He's a super cop. It's arcadey. It's like you know, you get a super power up, like in Super Mario. You know,
well, I put them in the same genre.
I don't put Crackdown as like in a superhero genre.
I would. Like, the guy like can throw cars book. And kick cars.
Yeah, like in a comic book genre. I don't know. I don't see it.
Leap tall buildings in a single bound. That's what I'm talking about, man.
It looks like a comic book.
You look like a comic book.
Your mom looks like a comic book.
Your face looks like a comic
book. Oh, snap.
I like voicemails.
Hey, Interactive Distraction Crew, this is David. I think half of you know me, or two-thirds. I was getting done listening to your episodes. I can actually listen to them now that I have a broadcaster for my Zune, so I can actually listen to it in my car.
That's sweet.
Anyway, I was like, just basically a comment on episode 79. I think the title was, Jason was wrong the entire episode. First, he talked about my meat vision power. It's not to stare at someone and turn him into a hot dog. It's the fact that you would be shooting meat out of your eyes at someone. Or
I took liberties with it.
Whatever the situation came up to. Second, he said that Crackdown was not a superhero game. My question for him
is,
not. If that's not a superhero game, then the cop shouldn't be a superhero. But then what the hell is Captain America? Captain America is a superhero.
Yeah.
He got super serum. Or super soldier serum, so he was genetically modified to be super, and then on top of that, for super villains, the Green Goblin was working with a super soldier serum when he became the Green Goblin, and also super soldier.
Also,
the Incredible Hulk was working on a super soldier serum, however, I think he injected himself and then got gamma radiation to trigger as a catalyst for it, which eventually, as we all know, turned him into the Hulk. So, if genetic modifications do not make one super, then I cannot explain why there are so many superheroes with minor genetic modifications to be super.
Pausing voicemail.
Why?
Pausing fucking voicemail. Okay, why? Genetic modification may be... You know, a prerequisite for, you know, the superhero. However, if the character has no fucking story, no fucking backdrop, is it a superhero?
Yeah, of course he is.
Could you put him in a fucking comic? As is. Could you put the Crackdown cop in a comic as is?
Even if you put spandex on him or gave him a fucking shield or gave him a fucking temper, it doesn't fucking matter. There's no storyline there, right?
So he's not, still like, a superhero.
I have no comment on this.
Okay, superheroes need to fucking,
I have no comment on this.
You
subject.
Need to be able to put them in a comic book setting.
Why?
As far as superheroes are concerned. Because I said so.
Well, guys, that's it. Episode 0. In the bag. We hope you enjoyed it. We hope sometime in the future we can give you episode 0.5. But we can only do it if we have you guys here. So we thank you. Thank you enough. And another thank you to a few individuals that actually took the time to gather all the timestamps from the past 140 episodes. And the guys were like, well, let's thank them. And I said, you know what? The only way we can thank our listeners that helped us out in this endeavor, there's no other way to do that than with a freestyle rap. So this goes out to all you guys that helped us with episode 0. In this joint. You ready to ride? Let's do this. You know I take my time. It's my stature. Sometimes I get in fatter when I hang out with only one matters. What can I say about Uncle Remus? Aside that his name kinda sounds like penis. You know I'm rocking that Modern Warfare when I'm hanging with the animated fan. He's my man with the plan. But also my boy Joey. Oh shit, did I say that? I meant Aces High. He doesn't like it when I call him Joey. Well, it's okay, I know this doesn't rhyme. Well, that kinda did. It kinda sounded a little sweet. Where's my boy Pete? That's right. Pete Sampras, Pete Fountain, Pete's Dragon, repeat, doing the releases, hanging out with the Badlands. What we talk about, man, Scott Lamb, Big C3, holla at your boy, damn Roy, where's it at? Get the Philia. Whoa, I don't know what I said just now. You better check Wikipedia with my boy BB Media. Yeah, I got Al Fighter in the place, writing timestamps down for Epi Zero Lace. Yeah, what was it, Al Fighter or A1 Fighter? Like steak sauce. Well, he's the boss. Speaking of homie boss, man, we talking about my homie sipping that wine, the vino. He's Filipino. Be wrong in the house, but you know he's not like a mouse. He be squeaking, not like my number one man, my number one big fan. And yeah, the beat kinda messed up, but it's alright, because I'm talking about Jack Bauer. He's kinda nice, he does all kinda awesome shit, like send this shit from England. I bet shipping is expensive. Yeah, well, my I rap star freestyle all the time, because I got beats. Yeah, rapping freestyle. Yeah, what?